Good afternoon. I'd like to call Congress back to order. We're on reports of select committees. Congressman Hamilton.
Rules and Ethics Committee met on bill number ONCA 1793. Voters do pass as Parker and Gross. Voting yes is Pratt and Hamilton. Voting absence, Edwards and Tillman. And then ONCR 1732, sponsors Congresswoman Bubblehead, co-sponsors Congressman Mason. Final action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes is Pratt Hamilton, absence Edward and Tillman. ONCR 1733, sponsors Congresswoman Pratt. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes is Pratt Hamilton, absence is Edward and Tillman.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on third reading. Bill number ONCA 1793, an act to authorize and appropriate $110,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Bubblehead is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I would with them.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1793 pass? Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
ONCA 1793 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 1793 is advanced to enrollment. Next is resolution ONCR 1732, a resolution to support and authorize the execution of an intergovernmental agreement between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Corporation Commission to repair a dangerous natural gas seep at Tahuska High School and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. The sponsor is Congresswoman Bubblehead. How do you proceed?
It is part of this agreement, which was Section 5, that gave everyone the pause and for concern that read, in exchange for the Commission's assistance, the Osage Nation shall also defend, hold harmless, and indemnify the state and the Corporation Commission and their commissioners, officers, employees, and agents from all claims, suits, charges, demands, loss, liability, damages, costs, or expenses, including attorney's fees and costs that are asserted against any of the released parties arising out of or in connection with the response to the natural gas seep occurring on or near the Tahuska High School in Tahuska, Oklahoma has been stricken. We have also included geothermal wells in Section 2 after Tahuska High School. This agreement has also been attached as Exhibit A to the resolution itself. I believe that most everyone here is satisfied with the changes that were made. And we will, if passed, send it to the chief for signature, and at that point it will be the state's in the state's hands to sign or not, and or to send back to us for another agreement. I urge you to vote yes.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Congressman Supernaw.
I'm going to vote against it because I think there is a section in Exhibit A that in fact waives the right of the Minerals Council to collect a royalty on natural gas on these geothermal wells. However, if two other people vote against it, I'm going to switch my vote because I want it to pass. That's all.
Okay. All right, anyone else?
I need to change my mind, it's time.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, members of Congress, I am going to speak up right now about this bill. We did a lot of work on it today. It was not filed until yesterday. The sponsor was not even made aware that this was an issue or a problem till I believe she said noon yesterday. So we've done a lot of deliberation on the language of this agreement that we're approving a waiver of sovereign immunity for. And we have done a lot of work on it today. But I'm going to tell you, there has been people that needed to be here that we have needed to ask questions of at the table that haven't been here today. And it's been very hard to get all the information that we need. This is, to me, a very sensitive area to waive our sovereign immunity and jurisdiction to the state of Oklahoma and the Corporation Commission as it pertains to our minerals estate. And I know that the Minerals Council passed a resolution asking us to go ahead and enter into this agreement, but their resolution states that that there needs to be a revision, I'm reading it, with the revision that it only includes the well on the Pahuska High School softball field and no geothermal wells. Well, that's not what is in this agreement. That's not what our Minerals Council has agreed to. And that's not what the agreement reflects. I know that we have done some work on it, but it's very confusing. The agreement also says that we're accepting $50,000 for our problem. Well, this isn't our problem. Those geothermal wells were drilled by the Pahuska School District for their purposes of heating their schools. They're not oil-related wells. There is gas seepage coming up from them. So there is so much confusion around what we're doing. And we have tried to do this work in an 8-hour period today. And with more, I think, questions than answers. I point blank asked the chief during discussion in committee of the whole earlier if he was completely comfortable with this agreement. And his answer was no. His final response was, but the kids need to go to school. I agree the kids need to go to school. I want them to go to school. I want this to get resolved as soon as possible. But I also think we need to be careful what we do to the nation. So I cannot vote yes to support this on the basis that it does not follow what the Minerals Council asked us to do. The chief's not comfortable with the language of it. And it says that they're giving us $50,000 to fix the school's wells, and that's not even the case. So that's my explanation for voting no. I will vote no.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1732 pass?
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
I'd like to change my vote to yes before the vote is announced.
With the change, it passed, the resolution passes. Next is ONCR 1733, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to pharmacy providers of Oklahoma for pharmaceutical distribution services and pharmacy administrative organization services. I am the sponsor, and I will close. Anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Okay, seeing none, I will go ahead and waive my time. The question is, shall ONCR 1733 pass?
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1733 passes and is advanced to enrollment. As is ONCR 1732, I'm not sure that I made that statement, advanced to enrollment. Okay. We're now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
We were scheduled to have an Appropriations Committee meeting from 2:30 to 4 today, and we're about to pass time of the notice meeting, so I'm going to say that the meeting's going to be canceled.
Thank you. Any other motions or notices? Okay, seeing none, I would entertain a motion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to adjourn the session.
There. Motion's made and seconded to adjourn the 9th special session. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're adjourned. I was like.